1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's teasing an announcement on autism today. The Washington Post says the administration will link it to Tylenol use during pregnancy. Medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
One of the things that concerns me is unintended side effects of this. So will women end up taking other medications like aspirin or ibuprofen during pregnancy? Those actually can be dangerous.
The president paid tribute to Charlie Kirk at a memorial that filled State Farm Stadium in Arizona.
I know I speak for everyone here today when I say that none of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk, and neither now will history.
Britain, Australia, Canada, and Portugal among the latest to recognize Palestinian statehood. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu threatening to respond. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Two of his coalition partners say the best response would be to annex parts of the West Bank, a move that Saudi Arabia says would have major implications.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. There's a push for some new laws farmers say could help diversify their income while keeping rural traditions alive. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to three paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhard is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just six events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses, Isabella Nieto reports.
September 22nd through 26th is Operation Safe Stop Week, an annual education and enforcement week aimed at informing motorists about the dangers of passing a stopped school bus. Leading up to the week, the State School Bus Association works with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2024. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points.
Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Shally Pittman for WIRI and WFHR News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Time for the morning show, Monday edition of the show. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
Laura.
Hello.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
Hey, thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your day, your week out there. We're going to kick things off the way we like to around here with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Happy first day of fall, y'all.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Wanted to wish you a very happy fall equinox. How are you enjoying it so far, Brittany?
So far, it's been a little dreary, right?
Across
the state, I'm like, oh gosh, what a dark day, but we'll get through it.
We have a
beautiful week ahead.
Is it more a way for you to celebrate with the dreary, or if it was just like normal or whatever normal is outside, everything would be kind of boring?
Isn't this normal for fall?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, in Wisconsin, I don't know.
Especially,
there is a normal real weather right now.
Right. Well, I feel like we're turning to spooky season, right? We've got those thick fog mornings, and even in early evening, it's starting to creep in. So I think that's the fall feel, and Mother Nature is matching it right now.
Nice.
Because we do have more fog later tonight and again tomorrow morning, but rain mixed in there. Right now, a front has stalled across us pretty much right there. That's why we saw those showers and storms roll through earlier. We've got more rounds that want to spark again this afternoon and continue in the night. So some of those could still be strong, some heavy rainfall, some gusty winds, maybe some smaller hail is possible, nothing severe hail-wise. But then as we go into tomorrow, we've got a few spotty showers that want to sprinkle in on occasion as the winds start to shift and wrap around from the system departing. And then we should start to dry out by Wednesday. We look extremely dry Thursday, Friday, and even into the end of the month, too. So lots of sunshine on the way. High temperatures are hovering right around 70 this week, but by the time we hit Friday, we're going to be nearing 80. So a gorgeous weekend after a bummer, this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Looking forward to that. I want to, you know, we respect and appreciate your time, Brittany. Love hanging out with you on many levels. I did not hear a word of that. I'm so sorry. It's National Ice Cream Cone Day, and I was trying to think of. I was going to ask Brittany what her favorite ice cream cone was, but then I started thinking about what my favorite one was, and I didn't have an answer.
It's distracting.
It is a little bit distracting, and I was listening, Brittany. I kid. Do you have a favorite type of ice cream cone?
I'm going to go really basic and just do the swirl, chocolate vanilla.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's
good.
A classic.
Stay
for
with
a
the
reason.
Classics.
Yep, it works. Mm-hmm. That works, and it sounds really good right now.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, Britt. You have a great morning.
You too. Thanks. Mm.
And happy fall equinox.
Yes. The autumnal equinox, yes.
Joins us every morning right in this time slot, the best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot. We appreciate her and appreciate all of you. We got a lot to get to this morning. We will be talking about National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Yeah.
And what our favorite one is. We have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Are we doing the seasons wrong? We will discuss.
Probably.
Finally, the question can be answered.
The annual Toy Hall of Fame has their finalists named.
Yeah.
We got to discuss those.
Love it.
At the top of the 10 o'clock hour, you know what that means on a Monday. It is the Kitchens Open with our friends at the Hotel Mead and Beth Habacker. And we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Have some entertainment news to throw in there as well. And before we wrap up, we'll also be getting into a couple of other wood ones, like what's the top things we will show up early for? Top things we'll show up early for. Hmm. That is coming up for you as well. All of that said, the real headliner here, the big one we got to get to right now. We have this fun thing going on. It's our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest going on. Want to say a big shout out to our friends at Rapids Transmission and so many of the great members of Civic Media putting this together. We appreciate so many people. This is your daily chance to win gold jewelry or $200 cash at the given hours. And we'll give you a word to text to us through the Civic Media app. Want to remind everybody, if you're new to the app or to these games or anything, let us know where you're from. Let us know. You know,
please,
we love hearing
that
stuff.
We love that. Yes.
Let us know where you're listening.
Yeah, exactly.
All of that, and if you are a finalist, you win something, you will automatically be in the running for our big grand prize, Green Bay versus Minnesota in November football. These teams could be 0-80, and it wouldn't matter. I could be out there playing QB for one of them, and it wouldn't matter.
That's
it is
true.
A rivalry
Never does.
Game,
Never
and
does.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll have a chance at the top of the 7, 9, 11 o'clock hours, and then in the afternoon, the 1, 3, and 5, and 7 o'clock hours. You just listen for that keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app.
7 chances every day. That's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Also, you might have noticed that one of the times he mentioned was 9 a.m. Your keyword for today is... coin.
Yeah.
C-O-I-N, coin. Just open up your Civic Media app and text in the word coin for your chance at all of those fabulous prizes James described a minute ago that I will not describe again.
Get it to us, everybody. We appreciate you playing along. Mm-hmm. We're rooting for all of our local winners, our locals around here.
Right. Oh, we want a local winner so bad, guys.
We want you over on this. We're looking forward to it, everybody. Get in on the winning. We'll get that word out to you a couple of times this hour. Be listening
for it. Coming, everyone.
Keep
I'm looking coming. At there's a whole bunch of people. Just come on, let's keep it going.
Access that keyword
coin.
C-O-I-N, coin.
Maybe get yourself some coin. See what I did? No. Let's talk ice cream cones. Let's go ahead and do that right now. Because ordering ice cream in the thick of summer, as busy as a busy ice cream shop, can be fun. It can be exciting, especially if it's your first ice cream of the year. I personally, though, also love this time of year where, for me, I don't know about you guys, and I may inherit this from my mom and dad, eating ice cream at night. And having it at night. This time of year...
It's the perfect bedtime snack. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah. I don't need a ton, but I have a little bit.
No, you want a little something comforting, right?
Yeah.
You know.
If I want a little heartburn, yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm sorry that's what ice cream does to you, Seth. That's not right.
It's not fun, but yes.
That's not right. I mean, I use dairy-free ice cream.
Maybe I should try that. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot now that they sell in dairy-free ice creams nowadays. There's Ben and Jerry's non-dairy lines, it's out there.
I guess I didn't know that. Wow.
I don't know where she started it. You got to look into that, man. There's a lot of good ones, and they taste really good too.
Genuinely,
I don't know where this started, but years ago, before the pandemic, my mom started doing this thing at night, and every once in a while, she'll offer my dad and I a bowl where she'll take a thing of Oreos. Okay. And she puts it in a bag, and then she literally grabs a meat hammer, and just beats the living daylights out of them. Puts the
old meat mallet
in a bunch of vanilla ice cream, and mixes it up and eat it. I don't know. I'm pretty sure now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm pretty sure that this all stems from her just getting to smash something.
That's part of it. Yeah,
getting some aggression out. Yeah, it's not a bad thing either. But it's therapy.
There is something like this combination has been done a billion times. There's nothing new about it, but there's something about her doing it that it is incredible. It tastes great and everything. Sure. But there's no cone, and that's the only thing I don't like about it. I love ice cream with a cone. Okay. Yeah, and
are you a waffle cone or?
We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out what you guys are too, and all of our audience out there.
All right.
So everyone gets distracted by all the flavors that when it comes to ice cream. But what about the cone? Today is National Ice Cream Cone Day, and a while back, a poll asked 6,500 American adults, pretty good number, at what they like their ice cream served in. So let's get your guys' votes on these first, and we want the audience participation as always. You have the morning show play and home version, that Civic Media app we were just talking about, where we are going to, we're holding this keyword coin. We're not going to throw out the word coin too often because we want people to be able to play and win, but we want to make this competitive. Right. So we'll be selective about how many times we say coin, the keyword to text to us this hour. I think that's a fair way to do this. Thank you, Lord, just in case. Yeah. So that app, you can go ahead and text us your favorite type of cone. We'd love to hear from you guys out there. Do you two have a favorite, Laura? Do you have a go-to?
I like cones. They're fine. I like crunchy texture. That's fine. But at the end of the day, I want to eat my ice cream out of a spoon, and I'm sorry about that.
No, right on.
I directly from the pint, preferably, if we're being real.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's
not going to mess with bowls or anything like that.
Why dirty a dish? I don't have a dishwasher. Do you?
Yeah, it's called me. You could use a spoon with a cone. You could still do that if you wanted to. Yes, you could.
Does it sound messier than just eating it straight out of a pint? Yes.
In general, it's messier to eat with a cone. Just on general principle.
That's why I'm a spoon person.
I do have a favorite cone. I like plain. I just like the standard classic cake type one. Cone. The sugar cones and the waffle cones are just too sweet. I think you need, after the sweetness of the ice cream, you need a little, a little aperitif, if you will, to get to kind of balance it out. So I like the regular one.
Those are good choices. Those are great.
Or any baseball helmet.
Yes.
That is also a fantastic way to eat ice cream as well.
All right, I'll allow it.
Nope. That was exactly where I was going to go. That is my favorite way to get ice cream is in a baseball, because you get the container afterwards.
You get to keep the little cap.
For a decade, I hung on to a couple of those I had and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know whatever happened.
I cannot tell you how many rafters... Those I have at home.
I love it.
My kids, right?
Never gets old. It never gets old. Let's find out from a listener and see what maybe their favorite cone is. Good morning. You're on the show.
I'm just like Laura. I take it right out of the container.
Right on. No messing around. No middleman. None of this stuff. Not messing around.
Nobody else to share it with, so I don't care about germs.
That's right. Yeah. No worries there at all.
And,
right on.
And if you have someone to share it with at some point, they can have their own pint. Keep it to yourself.
There you go. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's why I brought two. Here's one for you.
Exactly.
There you go. Always
can
a pre.
Can I say one thing about your weather?
Sure.
It's overcast today. In the 35 months that I was in Hawaii, I don't think we have 3 or 4 days like this.
Wow.
Yep. Almost always sunny.
Yeah.
Gosh. Rained a lot. But turned sunny.
But it did turn sunny. That's true.
I got to check it out. It's the one place. Thank you for the call, sir. We always appreciate you. Have a great morning. Love your feedback.
Thank you.
It's the one place my papa told me I have to visit Hawaii.
Something special about it.
Loved a lot of the world, but just as far as like places he would ramble about, that was the one place. Thank you for that, sir. We always love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say for me, a waffle cone is the go-to.
Okay.
Sure.
But I like the crunch and the flavor of the waffle.
Sure.
It's big. It just, I can fit more ice cream in it. What it comes down to. I get more bang for my buck.
Okay, but then the question is, do you prefer soft serve with your cone, or do you like a scoop of ice cream? Because the textures are different. That's a conversation.
They're very, very different, yes.
And do you like stuff in it?
Right. Well, that,
on a cone.
Well, that makes it even, like you said, then the mess factor goes up, right?
Give me a pint.
I have found that in my older age, I think I mentioned this before, I don't eat a lot of ice cream because I found out I don't like my mouth being cold. That's just part of it. I mean, I will eat it occasionally kind of thing. But when I do, for me, it's definitely soft serve at this point because the great flavors with the regular hard ice cream is great. I love those. But it's just because you have to kind of bite.
Chew it.
I know. And I can't. I can't handle it.
I'm 100% with you on this. I would like to take this moment to thank the Sensodyne toothpastes out there that have saved me on so many levels.
Sure.
Thank you to all of them. Looking at this survey.
This show is not sponsored.
Not at all. We'll take them if they want them. 32% want a waffle cone. 16% want a sugar cone. And only 8% prefer cake cones. 33% pass up the cones altogether to get a cup. And another 2% want, quote, something else, maybe a specialty cone or like we were talking about the baseball caps or something like
that.
There
you
go,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cake cones are those flaky, crispy ones with a flat bottom.
Yep.
Sugar cones are more sturdy with a pointy bottom. Waffle cones have the wider top. So just in case anybody wasn't sure, some of those breakdowns there.
I have to put a caveat on my cone thing here because you are going to get like a drumstick, the pre-wrapped cones that you get frozen in a container.
Yes.
Those are great because at the bottom there was always a thing of chocolate at the bottom, and
that's
that was awesome.
Best part of that whole cone to me.
Yeah.
When I remember bringing this up with Carl, and we were talking about I think National Ice Cream Day or something like that. And drumsticks are my favorite type of ice cream. It's my favorite way to have it and everything. Right. I feel like I get all of my favorite things together in that. But I can have the greatest ice cream ever, my own combination, and it's that chocolate at the bottom that I'm really eating for.
I'm telling you.
And I bring this up with Carl, thinking I'm the only person in the world that does this, that looks forward to this, and Carl's looking at me like, "Yeah, man, that's all
the whole
of us.
Bit.
That's like everybody.
Never sell, alone. Like, bags
so foolish.
Of the bottom of the cone now. You can buy
that.
Of like the bottom of the cone filled with chocolate at the grocery store.
I don't know if it's the same. If
no,
you
it's not
for it.
I'd eat them still.
It's delicious.
I'm sure it is.
They're great. Yeah.
But getting to it was part of it. You know, it's like saving
a
that
pint
last,
and then
that
toss
last
the
bit.
What about
bottom of the cone?
The ice that you would eat, and there was a gumball at the bottom. The hardest thing, and it was the hardest thing in the universe.
Yes.
Like there are buildings that are not as strong as that gum was.
Yeah,
but I loved it.
Building
loved
material
it.
Hurts my jaw to think about.
Kind of, yeah. It brings back some. Yes, definitely. We want to know your favorite cone. Go ahead and let us know through the Civic Media app or call on up. And remember, that app is handy because we're going to be giving you those Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contests words. Be listening for those, everybody. What was that word again, Laura? What was
coin. Huh. C-O-I-N, coin.
That's what it was.
It's lost all meaning now.
Coin.
text us that keyword in the hour here, everybody, and good luck to you all. We'll come back and have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the Morning Show at WFHR.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Café. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Café pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Café and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog this morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. A few lingering showers, perhaps a storm tonight. Some patchy fog possible again with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
It's a celebration.
Mm-hmm. Got to get that in there. Have to get in there. It's time, everybody, for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. While they're off today, you are not. You got to get your menus lined up. You got to figure out what you want for breakfast ready. Tomorrow. Yeah, got to do it, man. Check out some of those great specials that they have lined up. You can find those at their Facebook page. Head on over there, everybody, and check out maybe those homemade pies. Mm-hmm. There's some good ones on there, but I see Death by Chocolate. That's all I see. That's all I see.
It's like in bold letters, it's right just, there.
Yeah, it really is. It right really there. In my head it is, at least. You guys are not seeing the same print I am, I don't think, because all I see is Death by Chocolate. Death by Chocolate. Would you like some Death by Chocolate? It's all there for you, and you can have the flavor that you like over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local. When they open their doors tomorrow, meet them there at 221 Market Avenue. Our good friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, or you can call on up.
715-424-1300 would be the number to call up.
I was hoping you'd jump in. Nicely done.
You're welcome.
That's yours now.
Unless you don't want to talk to us, you can call Pam at 715-424-2600.
No.
She's usually kinder and isn't live on the radio.
Thank you for that, Laura. Appreciate
either,
it.
Either nicely number done. Will work. Yeah, it'll work.
And since this is your first official show with us and everything, Laura, in this position and everything, we appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to put you to work.
Okay.
I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right.
An old pro already. Look at that. Not bad.
Right out the gate. Didn't stumble. Didn't give me a letter. Yeah. Nothing. Like a Q.
17.
It's a good attempt, Laura. Thank you for that. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to my main man, Mason Maloff.
Happy birthday, Mason.
Happy birthday, Mason.
My first nephew, the kid that made me an uncle. Man, I'm so happy to be talking about this kid. I love Mason. He is one of my favorite human beings on the planet. Mason is not only incredibly intelligent and a very fun athlete and doing things in the athletic world and stuff, but just one of the greater minds and greater hearts I have come across. Enjoy your day, Mason, and thank you for... I should also thank him. So for a while there, I didn't know parents were doing
doing this. I found out late that the theme birthday parties.
Oh, okay.
You know, I didn't know about that. My kids weren't around for those things. Mason was having a superhero birthday party.
Nice.
And where everybody, my mom, my dad, Nick, Jill, everybody had to dress up as superheroes. But Nick called me and he wanted to talk to me specifically because, Uncle James, I need you to be the Joker.
Yeah,
and he was going to be Batman, and so we just I will probably never get to play the Joker, but I did once. I got to play it once, and
you got it, man.
Happy birthday. My Mason cast me, and I appreciate that. And
excellent.
More importantly, just a great kid. Nick, Kim, be talking to you later. Mason, enjoy your day. And we take a look at our local birthdays. We wish a happy birthday to Jane Wilson.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Jane. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Joel and Nikki Emery.
Oh,
happy anniversary, Joel and Nikki.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, congrats, you too. We wish you a fantastic one. Enjoy your day. Who do you share your birthdays and anniversaries with? Well, Tom Felton is 38.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter
movies.
Right.
I knew that name was familiar.
He's gotten a little bit of work here and there since then as well.
He does a lot of activism now.
Cool. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's
that
see.
That's got to be weird. I'm sorry. If you're known for playing like a villain or something like that, you go to like, I am here to collect money for the orphans or whatever. They're like, what? What are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with those orphans, huh? I see through you. I know what you're doing.
Okay, Draco.
Yeah, right.
I, you know, with all the overthinking I do about acting and the acting game, I focus so much on other things. I had never thought about that. You're so right about it. Immediately ran through my head all these, like, former guys that played, like, were famous for playing villains. Don't even really act anymore.
God, okay, but
you see them involved in causes.
Okay,
you're right.
But a bunch of, like, villain actors together, they should form a union and it should be villains for change.
Yeah, right.
Villains for progress.
Yeah, there you go.
It's also a great, it's like one of the last like comic book angles too. Like at the end,
Done that step yet.
Yeah,
that's where they haven't gone.
All the bad guys go good and none of the good guys believe it. Yeah, they're just following him around, keeping an eye on him.
Yeah, right.
Lex Luthor's just giving, like, donating to foster homes and stuff.
Listen here, Batman. You didn't want to kill me. You wanted me to learn from this.
I learned.
I don't know what to do with my knights now.
Yeah, exactly. Batman would be ruined. He'd be ruined.
I'm thinking of picking up pottery. Bonnie Hunt is 64.
Oh, wonderful Bonnie Hunt.
Love cool. Bonnie Hunt. Sarah Whittle in Jumanji. She was, of course, the voice of Sally in Cars. She was in Jerry Maguire and a bunch of other things. Bonnie Hunt's just had an amazingly wonderful career.
Yep.
She's cool.
I see her in something and I get excited. And I don't know that she ever really got a lot of the bigger roles that I think she might have deserved, but I think that she's had such an almost perfect career in many ways. You know, she's a good one. Joan Jett is 67.
Oh, yeah.
Still rocking.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer that is still touring, still going out there and playing Crimson Clover or I Hate Myself for Loving You or, of course, I Love Rock and Roll. Bad Reputation's a good one. That's like Bad Reputation.
Yeah. I like Joan Jett a lot.
Mm-hmm. She's great. They're real good. And a game changer. A game changer.
In a lot of ways.
Yep.
I don't know. I tell you what my favorite voices are all the time, but if you told me what's the greatest voice you've ever heard, I don't know, but I know one of the names I would think of is Andre Botticelli.
Oh, sure.
67 today for the incredibly operatic singer, of course, blind operatic singer. He's been blind since he was 17. He was raised on a farm and expected to opera as a child simply because it calmed him down.
Wow.
He was I relate to Mr. Botticelli in many ways because he was quite a knucklehead as a kid. It wasn't until he found opera and they found that they could not put this more lightly that it calmed him down.
Mm-hmm.
Without opera, he goes on, regardless of being blind, to probably be a whole different person.
Right.
He's a bit of a rebel in the opera world at a lot of those things, which means that he stands out this little bit.
Yeah, right. It's opera. Seriously. Right.
But opera singers are not traditionally supposed to play with rock stars and things like this, and this is something Botticelli.
They tend not to, yeah.
I don't think,
but it's a match made in heaven. As someone who really likes rock music, I think it stands up so well.
Well, maybe some of this has changed because a lot of this is being taught to me by my Nana when I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But she just loved the three tenors so much, and for her, one of the things that I think she liked about it was they weren't supposed to do that. Like those guys were not supposed to sing together. That's against opera faux pas and a lot of those things. So I don't know. He's a great one, though. Happy, mm-hmm. happy 67th yeah. to him. Mm-hmm. David Coverdale is 74. Deep oh. Purple, Whitesnake singer.
Yeah.
Had a solo career a bit, too. Yeah.
Solid head of hair.
Yes.
Well, if we're judging by heads of hair, well, then, yeah, I mean, that's, come on. Right.
It's those worth guys. Mentioning.
Yeah, it is.
Tony Basil is 82, of course, with the 82 big hit in Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yep. She started out as an actor and a dancer.
Yeah, choreographer.
And a choreographer.
Yep.
She's still a well-known
choreographer.
Bad movies that I've seen her in when she was in like late 60s when she was a youngster. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's a shame. I feel like every time I love listening to how the video was made or some of those things and stuff. And whenever it's those 80s videos and they interview her or they interview the Walking on Sunshine band.
Katrina and the Waves.
Them and stuff. Every one of them, it was horrible. It was a horrible experience. It was all the, and I feel so bad. It's like, they're so happy in these videos. She did a good job in the music video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And man, you could not get away from that song.
No, you couldn't.
If you were alive in 1982, you know that song. Yeah. I have a hard time believing anybody on the in the universe didn't hear that song.
Couldn't escape that song until roughly 1988.
Yeah. And as soon as the beat starts at the very beginning, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
You know exactly what song it is. Yeah.
Right.
How has Disney never like just clamped that song? Like,
oh,
just
they, who they, knows?
That's a good question.
Honestly,
had to them,
I
right?
think they tried to sue her too, and
oh, probably,
she had to.
Probably. Yeah.
If I remember right, she had to say, "No, really, I'm not talking about a mouse.
We're not talking about that, Mickey.
There are other Mickeys out there.
We need you to change it to Nikki. If you could just change it to Nikki, that'd save a lot of our no, it didn't work. And as far as people no longer with us, the great Tommy Lasorda, born on this day in 1927, not only retired Dodgers manager, but one of the first early guys that I think a lot of us remember as being popular in sports and also selling stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Slim Fast.
Yeah. Yep. That's what he was most known for.
Oof.
And I love Tommy. Oh. He was so much fun. Part of his personality. He was such a big personality and all that kind of stuff. And we forget he was a really good manager too.
Yes,
he managed the Dodgers for 20 years, and he took him to won a couple of World Series, took him to the postseason a whole bunch of times. He was really good.
There's a handful of people like that that kind of we almost cartoonize them.
Yeah.
And forget their greatness.
Right.
There's a handful of especially athletes like that we do that with. Tommy is way up there on that list.
Absolutely.
There is something about hearing just an old Italian talk that is always going to be nostalgic to me. So I love Tommy Lasorda. Those commercials are great, man. Yeah. I guarantee you, one take.
His point. Yes. He would do it all the time, too. He'd be like this kind of thing. It's great.
Good stuff. Good stuff going to be happening over at El Cafe tomorrow when they open their doors. We wish them a great Monday and wish all of you a good one. And thanks, everybody, for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Really appreciate that. Laura, Seth, and James will be back with more fun coming up. Are we doing the seasons wrong? We will discuss coming up. Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. People across Wisconsin are showing support for immigrants. Lisa Hale reports on a rally over the weekend in northeast Wisconsin.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddle masses.
That's Father Joe Matern of Casa Esther Catholic Workhouse in Omro, speaking to a group of about 50 people in South Park in Oshkosh Saturday morning. The No Hate, No Fear, Immigrants Are Welcome Here rally was sponsored by Indivisible Winnebago County, Wisconsin, and Vocas de la Frontera. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said rallies like this one are essential in the current political climate.
We're finding that they have more fear. One of my friends said, "We can't come." And I said, "I understand that. I want you to just feel courage that there are those of us who care and that we're going to get together to see in what ways we can help."
Vosa de la Frontera's Hiram Rabadan of Fond du Lac shared some of what he and his fellow immigrants are facing.
They go back to your country and come back legally. The first minute I step out of the United States, it's not possible to come back. If it's a small window to become a legal resident, especially with the atmosphere right now.
Rabadan has been in the United States for nearly two decades and has been a legal resident for the past 2 years. Reverend Ellen Rasmussen of the Algoma Boulevard United Methodist Church is using her voice because many who are immigrants are frightened to use theirs.
Instead of welcome, we see fear. Instead of dignity,
We see raids, detentions, and families torn apart.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Sholly Pittman. News anytime at WFHR.com or WIRI.FM.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged a Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog this morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. A few lingering showers, perhaps a storm tonight. Some patchy fog possible again with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown. We got Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great morning out there. Happy Monday to you all.
Mm-hmm.
Let us dive into this one. And I had to take a breath beforehand because I think this is going to be a bigger topic than I realized until I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, dear.
Today is the first day of fall, but hasn't it actually been fall for like 2 weeks?
I mean, kind of.
A story is going viral online where a guy is claiming that fall started weeks ago. He said the seasons are all wrong. He has proposed we redate all four seasons.
Okay.
And he has a breakdown for it. We'll get your feedback on that real quick after we go through these. Mm. And I would love to have had Brittany along for this one.
I know. That'd be cool to think to see what she says. Yeah.
So here is his new breakdown, if you will. And I'm saying all of this in quotation marks. Almost everything I'm saying is in quotation marks.
I think that is incredibly necessary.
Let's just keep that in mind in this audio medium.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Number one. Spring should start as soon as daylight savings kicks in. Next year, it's March 8th. The extra sunlight means you've started spring. Regardless of how cold it still is, the spring ends the first day is hot. Then, summer.
Okay.
Summer starts around June 1st and stops on August 31st, mostly because the never-ending plague of summer is irksome, so we should shorten it a bit.
Oh, whoa. For the love of Pete.
Wow, he's very anti-summer. Wow.
Then, third, once September hits, it's fall. Even if it's 95 degrees, if leaves are falling, the NFL is on TV, and your kids are back at school, it's fall. The whole waiting till September 22nd thing is so...
gave away the whole thing.
And then winter begins on Black Friday. It's already bleak outside. Bing Crosby's played on your radio, and you're setting up your Christmas tree. Fall doesn't end on December 22nd. It ends on Thanksgiving. Of course, if you live somewhere like Santa Barbara, this isn't for you, as you have no idea what seasons are. If you live in the Northeast, all those dates would change. If it would be a 7-month winter, 1 week for fall, 1 week for spring, and the rest for summer. The seasons are based on the equinox and solstice and all that. But we want to hear what you think. I'm going to turn my mic off and just get out of Laura's way.
Okay, so like the fact. Okay, so the premise that he started with was the weather's whack, y'all. Everything's out. We gotta fix it and make it tailored to the weather.
And he definitely said y'all in there.
A couple of things about the weather. One, climate change. So it's gonna be out of whack, y'all. And two, weather changes all the time. Weather is going to keep changing, and it's not going to stop changing if you shift your calendar. This is dumb. Continue to follow the solstice and the moon and the sun, because they're not moving.
Well, that's the thing. He's basing it on what we do.
So
it has nothing to do with what is it's like, and it would continue to change as, you know, we change and we do different things. It's like, no, the seasons must be based on what humanity does.
Right. No, he's saying the seasons need to reflect the way that we decorate seasonally, not the other way around.
Right. Yeah. He's just doing a flip, saying that why doesn't nature follow us? Because we know everything and we're perfect.
Because we're not the center of the universe.
What? We're not?
Oh. I know. It would have gotten me kicked out of the Catholic Church decades ago. But nowadays, pretty common belief.
I think it's kind of cool about the equinox, the solstice, these things. For one, how long we've been celebrating as human beings and all that. I think it's really cool when you look back at that. And I've always thought it was really cool that we kind of... I don't know how a proper way to put this, but we tip our hat to these times, and that they don't really, while they do have to do with weather, they don't. It's more about just the time of the year and some of those things.
Where's the Earth in position to things also out in outer space, right?
And I don't know if other people do this or not, but most of the time, especially this particular one, the fall equinox, it makes me think of the history of this and how long we've known this and how cool that is. Like that we didn't always know how big the universe was, or that we had a galaxy inside, all these different things, but we've known these kind of things for so long.
Oh my gosh, millennia.
And there needs to be, we've normalized so much about human beings and what we've discovered on our own. On our own. We did not have a playbook for any of this, everybody.
Nope. Right.
I think it's a credit to humanity in many ways when we celebrate these things and stuff.
Right.
And not about us at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't agree with any of this. And that's not just because you said 1 week of fall.
Okay.
although you would lose me on anything that says 1 week of fall.
Right. Exactly. 100%.
I love fall. I love autumn.
Okay. So, where was he from again? I forgot.
It did say that he was, it looks like he's out west.
So he's American.
Yes.
Of course he is.
Yes. Of course he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
This is the kind of things that we love to do. By the way, I do have one argument with you, James, about learning it on our own. You're completely negating the aliens that came and taught us everything. So, I mean, you left them out.
How
I don't know.
How dare you?
I mean, I would like to apologize to all those aliens listening out there.
The ancient
ham
astronauts. Man.
However, any aliens.
Ham radios that they use.
Any aliens that are listening, if you would like to offer us any coin, C-O-I-N, coin, we might take even your advertising.
Mm-hmm. Hey, mm-hmm. You know, Price is Right.
Text us through the Civic Media app. Everybody get in on that. Go for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest word coin.
Coin.
I think that in a, so I understand that one of my most frustrating things to me is, well, why are we still doing it like this? Well, we've always done it that way. Like, that's not a reason.
No.
It's not a reason to do things.
No. Never.
But there are, for everything that, you know, we are adapting or we are looking at and like, hey, we could do that better. Or, mm-hmm. hey, we mm-hmm. could do this a little bit more better for everybody and mm-hmm. not just one group of people, because mm-hmm. it's not just one group of people in this world, no matter where you're listening to us. There are certain things where I feel like we got enough on our plate. You know, we got enough to worry yep. about here. Has anybody, like, anybody checked? Have we beaten cancer yet? Have we? Right. Have, there's bigger things for us to worry about right. than, I don't know, this. Or you know, trying to, some of the things that are going on politically right now, where they're trying to drag our attention away from the things that matter and actually just bring it to things that have really very little to do with your day-to-day lives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is reminds me of that. Like, we got this down already. We're good. We got right. the equinox. We got the solstice. We got bigger fish to fry. Let's go ahead and move on. And, yeah. and like, let's focus. It reminds me of the flat earther thing.
Yes.
I cannot get more. Like, it's the only one. It's the only one that frustrates me. Like, right. we figured this out. Gravity. We can move on as a society.
Right.
It's magic.
It's would be a better answer than some of these.
The universe objects that they're creating.
Ugh. How great would it be in 2025 if all of a sudden it like we get our greatest, like, the think of, and I don't know who this would be, the most respected minds everybody universally is good with and everything. Bill Nye, maybe. I mean, not even Bill Nye anymore, but somebody like that or something comes out and says, turns out magic's real. We had no idea. Listen, everybody, but this whole time magic's real.
As far as I'm concerned, radio is magic. I don't know how this works.
Right.
Well, that's what they say. Any technology that we don't understand is like magic.
I don't see radio waves. I just hear them. They're magic.
I almost guarantee you that if it turned out that it was real, you would have like half the people. It would take decades for people to actually believe that it was like, sure. There'd be a good group of people right. like, I don't know. Like, no, look, I cast a spell.
Gentleman is, I think he's just a little off on what he should be focusing on, really, because it's not the seasons. It's the calendar that's a problem.
Mm.
That is what we have to rework. And I'm all behind reworking the calendar to make it more logical. We can do this. I know we can do it. Let's redo the calendar. Hey, everyone on board, right?
Yeah.
See,
I would hear universal. An argument for it.
Yeah, telling you.
I really,
it's all the months should be the same days, number of days and that kind of thing, 4 weeks or however you want to do it. If you have extra days, you can make them special, right?
Right.
You have special days, and what's wrong with that? I can make them fun.
It's all man-made anyway. Why
it
not
is exactly
it?
I think, and it's a great point. I think with most things I have a feeling or an opinion on, and it's weird for me when I don't, when I'm just sitting back and listening. When you mentioned that, Seth, I guess I've never really thought much about this. Like, I'm good with it. I'll vote either way. I'm kind of all right with this one. I'm Switzerland on this topic of redoing the calendar, and I couldn't figure out why with this particular topic would I be. Because I've grown up with multiple calendars my whole life.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. As I get ready to celebrate Rosh Hashanah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Our Jewish New Year, or as we like to look at in our house, the birthday of the world. This is the beginning on the Jewish calendar of the new year and those things. But from a lot of people, especially Gentiles out there, I completely understand this time of year is also where I get, and I love every single human being that has ever done this my whole life. But this is the person that knows this because of their calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not sure when they should say Happy New Year to me or Happy Rosh Hashanah to me. They don't know if they should do it today or tomorrow or that, and they're unsure, and I love it because it means they care.
It
also has
got to
be very confusing for them.
I did this last year.
This part, I do actually hear you on. Like, I think that the calendar should maybe put in there, you know, Rosh Hashanah at sundown or something like that, so people have a little bit more understanding of of it. But yeah, I've grown up with multiple calendars my whole life, so I guess I've never really thought sure. much about the calendar itself. But I could see people like wanting to redo it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I could see, you know, maybe tinkering with it a little.
I think you could make it fit within the Equinox calendar that the season is already kept by in a better way, and we would all be better for it.
How would you redo the calendar, everybody? We also want your favorite cone. Let us know what your favorite ice cream cone is. And, of course, pull out that Civic Media app and text us that keyword.
I just realized it's been like 1,700 years since we need to update the calendar. It's been 1,700 years. You know,
C-O-I-N,
I mean, come on.
C-O-I-N, coin.
We will be back with more show.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy fall, y'all. Mostly cloudy today with highs hitting about 70 degrees with showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong, bringing heavy rainfall, high winds, and some hail. As rain continues to roll through our night, patchy fog builds in after it and lingers through tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, James here with you. Thank you so much for being here with us. We'll get into a bunch of fun stuff in the 10 o'clock hour. We, of course, got the kitchens open to kick things off. Beth will join us. Big shout out to our friends at the Hotel Mead for that. Mm-hmm. A little bit of entertainment news we'll be diving into as well. And before we wrap up the show, got a good one here about the top things we'll show up early for. What okay. are they? We
what
will discuss.
Are they?
We'll get into that coming up. We'll also get into our schedule and some good stories of the day, some great events going on in our area as well. But as a information place, we like to cover big topics. And every year we cover the National Toy Hall of Fame. And they have really revealed their 12 finalists for its 2025 class.
All right. Big news.
The finalists this year are the board games, Battleship, Catan. Am I saying that right? Catan?
Catan,
yep.
Yep.
Okay. Settlers of Catan.
Trivial Pursuit, Connect Four, Cornhole, Furbies, The Scooter, Slime, Snow, and the Spirograph, a Star Wars lightsaber, and Tickle Me Elmo.
It's a lot of classics.
Yeah.
Man, every year this is one of the most competitive things I see, period. Like the Heisman Trophy race and this. Like these are two of the most competitive races.
This
it
is,
really
I
is.
I mean, it's shared culture part of it because so many, we remember all of these things. Even if we didn't have like a Tickle Me Elmo, we remember how big it was when it came out, right? How popular and everyone wanted it, that kind of thing. Did you say snow?
Snow. Yeah, just snow.
Snow?
I love
it. Like the atmospheric discharge?
Yep, just snow.
But, I mean,
at least as far as I'm seeing from the article here.
They're not wrong, though.
Well?
Playing in the snow, one of the greatest things when you're a kid. You know, no. As an adult, you hate it.
As
I don't know
an adult,
if it's gonna get many votes.
Because, listen, it's because they overcharge for adult jumpers, like snow pants.
Snowmobile suits, man. They're
too expensive for adults.
It gets even more crazy when you think about only three toys get in every year.
That's right.
I don't know why they... I do think they limit it because it would be insane, you know, to try to get even more. Four. Even one extra one would be a bit much. And it keeps it relevant.
I'm telling you.
It keeps it interesting. Mm-hmm. It really is. There are a lot of Hall of Fames I have not been to that I want to. There are a lot that I've been to that I really enjoy. I'm a sucker for these... I'm a sucker for museums and especially Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the Tumbleweed Hall of Fame. I'll check it out. I think I'll find something interesting about it. Mm-hmm. The Toy Hall of Fame is obviously one of my favorite things, and mm-hmm. I think this is just awesome. I think you can make an argument it might be the best one. Like the best.
Where is it?
It's at museumofplay.org. It's a website that they
have. The museum
itself,
I believe, is in Rochester, New York.
Yeah. Okay.
The Strong's Museum of Play, I believe, is what it's called.
That's what I wanted to know.
I have actually looked up the traveling distance and things like that. That was a long time ago I did, but yeah, it was like pre-pandemic.
It's just an hour or two actually from Cooperstown, where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. So I mean, you can do a nice trip there.
Just gonna throw that in there.
I mean, I'm telling you, right.
Why not? Let's play two. I'll land both. The winners will be voted on by toy industry experts plus public voting at museumofplay.org. You can go there right now and get your vote in if you'd like. Museumofplay.org. Throughout the next week, the inductees will be announced in November. Battleship, Slime, and Connect Four were all nominated 2 years ago, but they did not make the cut. The three toys that got inducted last year were My Little Pony, Transformers, and the card game Phase 10.
Okay.
I remember that,
which
yes.
I thought was a bit of an upset, the Phase 10 thing, just because of the
more recent,
the things that they have on there. So we've got to get our vote in. You can vote once a day, everybody.
Okay.
Remember that. Now, well, this is a democracy, so I'm not just going to go ahead and vote the Star Wars lightsaber like I want to.
What is the website? Toyhalloffame.org?
It is museumofplay.org. Museumofplay.org. Encourage everybody to go there, cast your vote.
The Strong.
Nice. And I don't know. I don't know. Battleship feels like it'd be a good one. I like snow, though. I do like the idea of putting snow in.
I'm never voting for snow. Sorry. That's not going to happen. And yes, I played in snow when I was a kid, just like everyone else. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. No. Can't do it.
It's not a toy.
Can't
I'm sorry.
Do it.
It's not a toy.
I feel like Battleship or Trivial Pursuit, I almost want to vote for the older toys more, just because I'm worried that they won't get in this finalist group again or anything.
It'll be interesting to see, especially, and I don't know if they release the fan vote against the industry vote. That'd be cool to find out what the people, just people in general are more interested in putting in there.
So. Are we overthinking this? Like a scooter? A scooter feels pretty universal.
It
feels
is, like, and that's that... like old school. That's like original, not original toy, but that's been around for a long time in many forms.
Yeah.
So I would think I would vote for scooter.
How would you vote, everybody? 715-424-2600 or call or text us through the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to, honestly, I think I'd vote for Catan.
Ah,
really?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, wow. Because it
super
really
popular
is,
for sure.
Yeah, and it was kind of a turning point in tabletop gaming.
In board gaming,
because it was really just, Dungeons and Dragons type stuff or checkers, right?
Like or those chess, were, right? Yeah.
Or like Monopoly.
Yeah.
And so it was. Sellers of Catan kind of started a whole other movement.
The strategy
tabletop.
Board game.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that would be my vote just for that.
That makes sense. Okay. The influence. Right. I'm with you.
Got one for Catan. All right. Yep. Seth, do you have a vote? Do you have a feeling one way or the other?
Well, he knows he's not voting for snow.
We
that's
know that's
what he
off
knows
the list.
For sure.
So
that's the only one that I would consider. But I think I'm going to go with the scooter, actually. I like that
one.
Nice.
That's a strong contender.
Cornhole is good, too, because it gets you outside, and then you get to, and it's fun to just, anyone can do it, this kind of thing. But I'm going to go with the scooter for that one.
I do want to say, I'm not going to put my vote towards it, but I do want to send a shout out to the Spirograph.
Yeah,
I feel like we kind of underrate, we don't really appreciate enough the Spirograph.
The Spirograph is very cool. I remember doing that as a kid, too. Yeah.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yep.
But you made some pretty cool designs.
I have the newest edition of the Spirograph sitting in my basement unused for the last few months. Yeah.
Nice.
Someday you'll get to it.
I'll have a kid that gets into it one time.
Yeah, right. Do you guys remember, I don't know, Laura, if you're old enough, but do you remember when Furbies came out?
Oh, yes.
And the scare about
yes,
the recorded things in which...
God, it was so funny.
I find so just... laughably hilarious. Now that we are surveilled 24/7 and no one seems to care.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That is hilarious. No, you're 100% right about that.
I was also very cruel to my brother, and I stored my Furby in his closet, and he was deathly afraid of them. So my bad, Dan. My bad.
Again,
why is he afraid of little fuzzy things?
Museumofplay.org.
It's mostly the voice and the eyes.
It's funny what you said about the Furby. I remember the Tickle Me Elmo in that, the insanity that and everything. Yeah. And I don't remember. I'm sure there. I'm positive there have been, but I don't remember since then a toy like that literally made people crazy.
Right?
They're like they're losing their minds.
I think that was
made
the
a
last
movie
one.
Based on that. I think
I've seen my father after a boxing match getting his tail whooped. I've seen him in a hockey game that he lost. I've seen that man defeated and beaten. I've never seen him coming home from Kmart with a Cabbage Patch doll, the box all broken up and everything. And he won, and he did not look like he won. He did not look like it.
Like, there was something in his soul that died when he did that. It just died.
Remember the image in my head, and he's never talked about what happened. He's never told us what happened.
We don't talk about the Cabbage Patch Kid.
Text us that keyword coin, everybody, through the Civic Media app.
Right now.
Coin. Get it to us, and of course, be listening again in the 11 o'clock, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours for another keyword to text us for this awesome contest to go for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest that we got going on over here. We'll get that other keyword out to you a little bit later. And of course, coming up in the top of the 10 o'clock, we got the kitchens open with Beth and our friends at the Hotel Mead right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We're expecting an announcement from the Trump administration today linking a common painkiller to autism. CBS's Natalie Brand at the White House.
The Washington Post has reported that today administration officials are expected to warn against the use of Tylenol by pregnant women unless they have a fever.
Studies have refuted a link. The Trump administration shut down a bribery probe into Border Czar Tom Homan. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The case indefinitely stalled soon after Trump became president. Holman, who also worked for Immigration and Customs Enforcement during Trump's first term, has denied any wrongdoing.
There's a court hearing in New Hampshire today for a suspect accused of killing a man while he was eating at a country club in Nashua. CBS's Lilia Luciano is there.
Police arrested the suspect, who previously worked at the country club in a nearby neighborhood, quickly after the shooting.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.